Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, we're on the air. No, hey, I'm just kidding. Hey, everybody, it's Pop Art Painter Jamie Ross. This is the big show. You found it, and I sure am glad you did. Hey, we've got a just a fantastic guest. He is, he amazes us all with his wit, his charm, his just raw talent. Everything he touches turns to gold. I'm kidding, of course. Our guest today is me. Pop art painter Jamie Rock and podcaster Jamie Rock. We do this every couple months. Once a quarter, I would say. Once a quarter, try to, although I didn't do one this summer, should have, but I didn't. I got just busy, man. I got busy. We like to give an update on what's going on with my art business and the show here and all things that's going on. We are right at the cusp. We're falling into fall and leading into our holiday season, which is, no big surprise. Our biggest season as far as time of year, as far as stuff happening goes. It's really weird. It makes sense. It's logical. This is, we get a lot of orders in for the holidays. We just do. The merch store goes crazy because, people are buying Christmas gifts and holiday gifts and whatnot. At the same time, all on the podcast, the movie people are all trying to get their movies out there for that holiday market, as is a lot of the musicians. So on all fronts, things get amped up during this time of year. And this is just kind of the calm before the storm, so to speak. That's okay. That's okay. Some people might have noticed, anytime, you can always go to my website, either the URL, jamierocks.us or www.poprocksradio.com, poproxxradio.com. And you can see upcoming guests who we're having up on the show coming up. And a couple people have emailed and mostly tweeted and whatnot. Sent DMs, that's what they call them, on Instagram and the like. And, they're like, hey, you haven't get a move on, buddy. You haven't posted anything for next week. I don't know if we're going to be doing any shows next week just because I've got a lot to do on the art side of things, getting ready. We sent off our Christmas paintings and a bunch to the to the copyright company and whatnot to get those ready for the merch store. So all that rolls back in this week, and it's going to take a little bit of time to get all that stuff out on the virtual shelves. So there's a lot going on. I've got a couple paintings. The big projects I got to finish up here with the art, and so it would just be nice to have a little bit of breathing room sans the podcast. Podcast isn't a big deal, but it does take, for every episode you hear, there's a couple of hours work that nobody ever knows about, graphics and getting it ready and building the show and what have you, and that's pre-show. Then we do the actual show, and then you usually got at least an hour of post-production, where you got to go through and fix any little things and what have you. It's just, there's a lot to it that people don't realize. It isn't just clicking on the button here and we go to town. I'm not complaining at all, but it just takes a little time. And some people, I've had people say before, there was a couple of weeks in the past where you did five shows, How come you don't do that every week? Because I was crazy when we scheduled those five shows. And, you know, again, at a minimum, that's another 15 hours of work doing something like that. And that's time I could be doing other stuff that directly, you know, puts cabbage and lettuce in the fridge, in the icebox, you know. And again, not complaining about doing the show at all. I love doing the show. It's great. It's one of the highlights of the week, doing the show. I get to hang out with cool people and hear about, all, you know, interesting projects and whatnot and share those. And I've made lots and lots of good, not just friends, but business contacts also and what have you. And it's just really, really cool. I'm so inspired so often with guests from the show. And, you know, that keeps me going. It's a big something I really enjoy doing. So the show's definitely not going anywhere, knock on wood. We've got great ratings. Sponsors are happy. Everybody's happy. It's just I might hold back next week's scheduling, you know. And, you know, in a traditional sense, we would have done, we'll do a best of, or we'll do, you know, some of the shows from the past. But in the age of streaming, the way everything's set up, that's really unnecessary. Anybody can listen to any of our shows anytime they want to. You know, so it's kind of pointless to rebroadcast over the net something that's already been done. You know, and people oftentimes do. You can go, we've got over 1,200, almost 1,300 shows in archives that are available. You can download them, you can listen to them, you can stream them, you do whatever you want to do. And they're free. They're free. They have ads and whatnot. Also, that brings us to another thing. We're continuing on with the Patreon, our VIP program. Man, that coffee's hot. Whoa. I thought the coffee was hot, but it's nuclear, man. It's nuclear. I think the molecules in the coffee cup are breaking down there. This thing's going to explode. It's so hot. Man, no, that's okay. I didn't want to taste anything for the next couple of days anyway. Just burnt out my mouth. Anyway, that's my issue. What are we talking about? Oh, the VIP. Yeah, VIPs are cool, man. That's our Patreon program. I've had a lot of requests from people. I think our lowest tier is $5. And, you know, to me, that's no big deal. I'm like, hey, it's $5. Cost less than a pack of smokes. What are you talking about? But I've had people say, hey, can you put a $3 tier or something on there? And, you know, maybe we will. I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to do a Patreon in the first place. And this was fully my wife. It had been on me for a long time to do one. I would never be good at crowdfunding. People are always like, oh, you should crowdfund some of your projects. You know, yeah, I can think of a couple cool things I would like to do. Past projects that, you know, the funding dried up for, and I would really like to readdress those, even though, you know, I don't know if the iron is still hot on some of those trends. I'll tell you, back in 2011, I had a great idea for a steampunk. My take on steampunk, I had painted 11 paintings for it. Man, and it was grandiose. I was going to do the paintings. I was going to do a show. I wanted to draw a coffee table book at the same time and just do something very, very cool with some writer friends I knew in regards to this. And the money just dried up. I had stuff going on, and that's Danny, and, you know, had other priorities at the time, I suppose, and it just didn't happen. I put it on the back burner, saying, yeah, I'll get back to it, and it's still a great idea. I would love to do it. I have since, of course, sold off all those paintings, you know, a decade ago. I could probably hunt them down if I really put in some time and effort, but you know, frankly, I would just paint new stuff and do the whole thing. But, you know, again, I don't know if steampunk's as hot today as it was a decade ago, you know. The ship might have sailed on that. But I still think it's a cool, you know, I'm an old goth. What do they say about old goths? Old goth, steampunk is when old goths start wearing brown. That's a meme I saw years ago, and it's pretty true. It's pretty true. So I don't know, you know, but crowdfunding, it just, it would be hard for me to do, you know, let me just put it that way. It's and I've known people that have had great success with it. I'm not putting it down or them down or anything like that. Nothing crazy, folks. I just, yeah, I don't know if I could handle doing that. But, you know, that's me. So doing the Patreon was hard enough. But then my wife explained, she's like, no, man, it's like a club. And that's the VIP. That's where we came up with the name. She goes, it's like the VIP room. They get, you know, for they pay a little extra and they get. It's hilarious, though. I, you know, and I love our patrons and love their support and whatnot. And the VIPs are awesome. We have a lot of fun over there. Do all kinds of cool stuff behind, you know, behind that paywall. But at the same time, it's interesting. I've had people, you know, ask me questions, you know, about art or their particular art business or their podcasting business or what have you. And I'm always polite and, you know, give a little information. I'm not going to go out of my way a whole bunch because nobody's going out of the way for me. But the thing is, you know, I cover all this stuff in the VIPs, in the Patreons. There's different tiers. You want mentoring? I'll tell you how to run your art business. I'll tell you how to make money doing it. Been a long time since I had a day job, folks. My art business is my day job, you know, and has been for a long time. And that seems to be everybody's dream, but except when it comes to doing it. You know, that's where you lose me. What? I got to work? I just want to go to parties and hang out with cool people. That's all. I didn't know I'd actually have to put in some effort. Yeah, man. Don't you see me posting every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning? I'm telling you. Oh, man. Again, not complaining. In my particular case, that's what you got to do. But, yeah, a lot of people don't want to do that, you know. And I had a guy the other day, you know, he was asking me a question on one of the social media sites, and I said, you know, I cover this on my Patreon and my ministry and whatnot. Not that I have any burning desire to go teach people or anything, because I really don't. You know, nobody, the only people that taught me is people I observed. I said, hey, that person's successful. How are they doing it? How can I apply it to what I'm doing? You know, that's the big secret. And, but I've been doing this, and I explained to the kid, you know, he's like, well, somebody had to help you out sometime. And I'm like, and he was real kind of snarky as he said that. And I said, you know, I went to school for 6 years, got a master's in this shit, and then, you know, started doing it practically, you know, actually working at this for the last 21 years or so. So, you know, there isn't any shortcuts to it, and nobody wants to put in the work. I mean, you know, I sound like an old man now, and I am, but it's true. It's true. Nobody wants to work. They just want to. They want the gravy without the garbage, you know, without the hard stuff. You got to work. You know, that's the big secret. Every successful person I know will tell you, you know, you got to work. You got to work. And if you skip that step, I don't know. Any success or big things that happen don't happen for long. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. Hey, Maylin, how's it going? Being a good girl. Lay down in your bed there. Mayling's here with me, of course, as always. We're hanging out doing this. Her mom is at work today. Hey, speaking of Danny, that's something else those on my social media might have witnessed or saw posts about. This last Saturday was the Arts United sponsored down at Hotspots Gallery here in South Florida in Oakland Park. Dennis Dean, the curator down there, a very good friend of mine. Dennis is awesome. Dennis is awesome, turned up to 10. Very, very cool fellow, and he knows his shit, man, I'm telling you. And he really, really knows talent, too. Anyway, they had their big provocative art show, the big provocative that happens once a year, the provocative art show, and it was very provocative, very provocative. I was not in it. I was not in it. And that's, you know, no big statement or anything like about any of that. My wife, Danny, submitted three of her sculptural Raku ceramic pieces. And, well, there was one piece made up of three individual things. You know how these artists are. Oh, boy. But, yeah, she was in it and got an honorable mention. Honorable mention, folks. And I thought that was pretty freaking cool. She was so, you know, I don't want to embarrass her or anything or tell any tales out of school or anything like that, but she really, she cried, you know. She was very happy. And this is one of those, you have to understand, this is her first show since college. And since she was in college, and it's cool when your peers dig what you're doing. They dig what you're doing, you know, and it's a good feeling. And, you know, here she is. She's an incredibly, you know, she's got multiple degrees in design and ceramic and sculpting and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, she's great. She is great. She's better at art shows than I am, to be honest with you. You know, I just like to paint the paintings and have them in there. And I don't really get a shit about walking around, you know, ooh, look at me. Aren't I cool? You know, man, I've been doing this a long, long time. I might have cared about that back in 2004, you know, when my journey was fresh. And new? No, I don't give a shit, you know, because, and it, you get to a spoiled point because I know people will buy this stuff. People, you know, there's 7 billion people on the planet, almost 8 billion people on the planet. You know, we got to find a couple that like what you're doing. Not a big deal. I know they're out there and I know how to find them, you know, I've done it consistently, like I said, for decades. But put yourself in Danielle's position, my lovely bride, you know, we go to these things. She has to hear me, you know, kind of like, oh man, we got to do this. Okay, let's go do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she's great with it. She works a room. She makes sure I talk to the right people and I smile and I'm pleasant and, you know, answer questions from non art people about our, you know, she keeps me where I need to be. And that's a good thing. One of my weaknesses is doing these art shows. You know, I'm like, hey, you want a painting of this? Fine. I'll paint it. Boom. There you go. Write a check. Let's move on with art. That's not very fun for the client. They want the razzmatazz and whatnot. They want you to show up at least. Come on, man. At least pretend to enjoy yourself. And Danny's very good at directing me in that manner. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm not being a snob when I do this. I'm at that point in my life where I'm becoming an old man, I guess, and my patience for stuff is can wane thin at times. It's been a rough couple years, man. I'm just saying, globally speaking. anyway, she's great. And, you know, she does this, but a lot of people, and it breaks my heart because we've been at shows in the past, and this has literally happened. There was a guy, this is at a show, I don't know, a couple shows back that I was in, and was headlining, actually, and, you know, Danny, my wife, Sienna is, you know, I'm 5'6", she's 6'1". We're quite the Mutt and Jeff couple. But she's very striking, and she's beautiful, and dresses incredibly stylish. You know, she's on it. And, you know, but people in a crowd, people notice her. Yes, I did. I did. And they just do. And so a lot of people are drawn to her and whatnot. And so she, we're at this show, you know, and some guy, I don't think he was hitting on her per se. I mean, if she had a brother, he might have been hitting on him, you know, one of those type of deals. But regardless, he was, you know, trying to tell her how she should, you know, really pursue her art and go back to school and blah, 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 and show off her art. And, you know, she could be, and he hadn't even seen her art. He'd just seen the way she was dressed, I guess. And, you know, dangling the fame carrot. Oh, I could really, you know, and I know this person and that. And that's great and everything. Again, you know, the thing, I hang out with people of note all the fucking time. So, you know, that we don't get all excited about that, you know. Ooh, look at me, you know, and then give me a break. Anyhow, I don't want people to look at me necessarily. I get that same electric charge. Ooh, look at my work. You know, that's a little more, a little different tale to tell. And I think that was very telling in this provocative art show. Dani was able to submit her work, and she got an honorable mention, a little check in there with the, but more important, that was here nor there. Nice little, you know, thing, and it's framed and sitting right in there at the base of our Halloween tree. I was going to hang it on the wall, made that mistake, walked into that quicksand. I'm like, oh yeah, let's hang it up over here. Let me get a hammer and a nail, and no one can see it over there. And I'm like, okay. Ooh, I backtracked quickly. I hadn't begun my sinking into the quicksand. I said, well, let's put it where everybody, where the eye is going to be drawn in this room. And that's, we put up our Halloween stuff beginning in September. It's a thing we just, we're weirdos and that do that. Started doing that a couple years ago, and it's kind of stuck. I said, right now in this room, everybody's drawn to the Halloween tree. You know, those purple lights and whatnot on it. And let's put it right here. And then everybody will see it. Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work great. And, yeah, it's in there right now. In there right now. But it really tickled her. And I got it. I understood, you know. And I thought to myself, you know, this is what she's been needing. She's been fighting, you know. She's real, you know, her day job, she loves it. She loves where she works. She loves the people she works with. But it gets to be a drag, you know. She's been at the same company, with the same company, in that same position for, you know, 15 years now. And we're kind of, you know, she's married to me, so it's always around. There's not a day that goes by we aren't talking something about art. You know, and then I'm always going off on my tangents, you know, oh, well, did you know this artist, blah, 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 and, you know, so she needed that. She needed that little artistic shot, if you will, at the bar, and that wasn't at a bar, but it energized her, and she was so happy, and, you know, and then she kicked the couch the other night with her, one of her toes on her foot, and you know, these gals are always barefoot, and you know, I get it, what can I say, but yeah, she hit the, we got a new couch last month, and she, I guess, wasn't used to the legs on it, hit one. I'm not laughing, because I know it hurt, it's swollen up, broken, she's got it taped to the other one. But even through all that, you know, she's popping Advils and looking at that honorable mention certificate, and it's still making her smile. And, you know, that's cool. That is cool. And, you know, it's one of them things. Now, they're also, Arts United is doing a thing for the Wilton Manors Art Walk. If you go to my website, jamierocks.us, right on the homepage, there, up at the top, there's a bunch of pictures that scroll through. different stuff going on. And one of them is the Arts United, you know, and it's a link. If you're in South Florida and you're in the creative world, you should really sign. Hold on, I got to have a drink here. My voice is going. I guess that means I need to wrap things up. One second, let me hit the cough button here. I think that works, but we have other mics hooked in, so it might. If I just cough in your ear, I'm sorry about that. I tried to hit the box thing here. Anyhow, Arts United is a fantastic organization, and you can network. You can network, and they're always doing stuff, always doing stuff. So, you know, get involved. And if you're just a fan of art, they've always got something going on. But they have, in the October Art Walk in Wilton Manors, they have a thing they just posted. I got an email this morning about it. Okay, that coffee's cooled down to a reasonable temperature. The ceramics of the mug aren't melting away into the ether now. No, they weren't. Anyhow, yeah, the Arts United, they're great. It's, I believe it's October 15th, if memory serves me right, which is right smack in the middle of our, every October we go up to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, spend a couple days at the resort for my birthday, and we just like doing it. It's kind of our little fall break for a couple days, and that's right when that's happening. We're going to be up at Epcot, so we're going to miss that. But doesn't mean you should. If you're in South Florida, definitely get on board with Arts United. You meet some really cool people there and some really talented people, real talented people. You know, it's just amazing some of the people you come across and meet. And it's cool. It's very good. Now, I've heard people say, oh, yeah, they're the LGBTQ group there in South Florida. Yes. And LGBTQ, with an emphasis on the plus, they're friends, you know, they're supporters and allies and whatnot. We definitely are in that category. And, you know, we're if you have a problem, let me go on a weird tangent here. If you got an issue with LGBTQ plus people and you're trying to make it in the art, you know, in any of the art world, you might want to be thinking about doing something different, because it's the arts, man. Are you kidding me? Well, talk about pissing in the wind. You ain't going to win, man. You ain't going to win. Anyway. Yes, but they're accepting and open to everybody. If you're cool with them, they're cool with you, man. And ain't that the way it is on all the fronts, you know, or should be, you know. And, you know, it's very, very crazy. So, yes, and they just very, very cool. Also, for those who necessarily aren't painting or creating or whatnot, but you have kids and whatnot. Got another email from the local museums, the Children's Science Museum downtown in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, I should say. They're doing all kinds of stuff. So if you've got, and the Boca Art Museum, the Boca Museum of Modern Art is also have stuff. So if you've got little ones you want to expose your children to some really cool paintings and works of art and whatnot. Both of those are fantastic. So, you know, that's always a good thing, man. It's always a good thing. And, you know, you just never know. We just had Labor Day. I posted a video of and told a little story on my social media. That's what got me into it, man. I remember a million years ago, I was going to Bedrock Middle School. Like the Flintstones. No, it wasn't that long ago, but it feels like it's some mornings when I wake up. I was living in Metro Detroit area, the suburbs of Detroit at the time, and at my parents' house. I was a little kid, and we went on a field trip to the DIA and the Detroit Institute of Arts. Very fantastic museum. Yes, it's in Detroit. Always has been. Yes, it's kind of a it's a diamond in the rough. I don't know if it still is. You know, I haven't been there in 20 years or something, but it could be just all gentrified and beautiful and wonderful now. But at the time, when I was a little kid, he was definitely a diamond in the rough. You know, you make your way past a car or two on fire. No, sometimes. It's very true. But anyway, you get to the VIA. Fantastic museum. Huge, huge museum. And just great. All kinds of... Yeah, remember, man, it was a lot of wealthy folks in Detroit with the car industry and whatnot. And, you know, they donate paintings and put paintings on loans, and that's how you get tax breaks, you know. At the time, I didn't know that. But anyway, it's a great museum. And we went, and our class went. And I saw the Diego Rivera Detroit Industry mural. They have a whole big, giant, three-story room full of those murals that make up the wall. You know, it profoundly affected me as a human being, even at that young age. And that is what started me on my journey. Let me put it this way. I saw those paintings and I'm like, and it sounds cheesy. It sounds, I'm not saying, you know, that I was the Blues Brothers at church and the beam of light came down and illuminated my soul. But I just got to say, you know, I had a moment there where things, something in me was moved and changed, and I knew painting was what I needed to be doing. And I needed to find out as much as I possibly could about painting. And, and you know, I said this in my post, you know, next time you're bitching if your kid wants to, you know, take time to go on a field trip, let them. You might start somebody off on their life's work. Just might. I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying that's what happened to me. So, you know, kind of glad I made that field trip looking back now after all these years. But, yeah, very, very important. And if you happen to be in Detroit ever, or just look it up on YouTube or something, there's a million videos of them. Check out that Diego Rivera Detroit Industry. Whoa, buddy. That is some strong work. Whew. So, yeah, that's what's going on. We'll be updating the merch store next week. We've always got, you know, there's a sale every day we do in the merch store. There's always something discounted and whatnot. But we'll have all kinds of new stuff and all kinds of holiday favorites. Yes, there will be, wrapping paper and bows and Christmas tree, skirts and ornaments, all kinds of stuff for the holidays featuring my past holiday paintings. Every year I knock out three or four paintings for Christmas, for the holiday. And you know, we always have that merch available. This year, we, of course, will be new holiday paintings in addition to all the past stuff. So that'll be dropping, a couple weeks here. Next week, I think. Might be the week after, because we have to get those back. We can't post in this stuff until it gets, you know, we get the copyright and everything on that and get that all secured. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't realize. Anyway, that's happening. The show might be taking a break just for the next week. We'll see. I say that now. For those who know me, I talk a big game when it comes to being, oh, yeah, we're going to take a break for the week. Yep, and then, you know, somebody from Terror Films or one of the distributions gets a hold of me and says, oh, we gotta promote this, you know, can you, yep, let's do it. So as of now, the plan is to have just be a painting week next week and a website week. It very could well, there could be a show or two mixed in there. As of now, you know, that's not necessarily what we're doing. But we shall see. But just for the week. And I'm just very excited. I'm very excited about, everything that's going on and whatnot with the show. And, you know, I had talked also, I got somebody the other day emailed me. I had had some guests, professors from University of Michigan on in their forensic crime department. And I was really kicking around the idea of doing a true crime podcast. where we looked at crime in the news, you know, things that that jogger in Memphis, you know, that would be very apropos right now. There's just all kinds of, unfortunately, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on with that. And I was kicking around the idea of doing that. Talked to the professors. They were all on board with it as well. Still are. Still, everybody's just waiting on me. It's just a big, maybe if, you know what, if I don't have to do the show next week, maybe we get that going, because that will give me, I need a couple days to get all the business stuff handled to do the podcast of that. And, you know, the plan is to do a monthly podcast, kind of like me and DJ Miss Monday do our Monday Rocks monthly podcast about DJ, the DJ world and clubbing and all of that. Man, I got to tell you, we've got some really cool guests. That's a lot of fun. I like doing it. The thing that stinks is she's in, it doesn't really stink, but it's, we do the show 7 o'clock her time in L.A., 10 o'clock my time, 2-hour show. You know, I'm wrapping up at midnight, and then there's another hour and a half on top of that. So it's a late night for me. And that gets to be, you know, if you're going to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're getting up at 4, you're going to be a little grouchy the next day. So we just got to plan that, you know. But the true crime, I don't think we'll be doing that late or anything. Both the professors are on the East Coast time zone, so that's always a good thing. But I got to touch base with them and get that. I still want to do it. I think it's a great idea. And it fits with my pop noir painting. And, you know, everybody likes true crime. Kim Kardashian, I just heard, is going to start a true crime podcast. You know, real cool. Everybody likes it. So, you know, I think that having the professors as co-hosts, always a lot of fun. You know, you're dealing with other people's scheduling and whatnot, but it adds a boatload of credibility to what you're doing, you know, and it mixes things up a little bit. I tell you, I was just looking at the time. We're going to have to get going here. But we just had we always have bands on and people talking about their movies and stuff. It's always a fun podcast. I always really, really enjoy it. We just had a band out of Boston on, you know, my old college stomping grounds. They're called Little Fuss. And very, very cool duo. Very cool music. They've got a new album that's dropping soon. They just released the title single, Girls at Parties. And I got to tell you, it killed me listening to this and talking to them, because it is so good and such a good idea for a concept album. The whole album goes track by track. It focuses on different girls at parties. One of the girls is in a painting. One of the girls, you know, it's just, I'm like listening to this going, you know, I want to hit my head on the wall going, why didn't you think of that, Jamie? That is such a good idea. Oh my gosh, for an art show or, you know, just such a good idea. I love it. But, you know, you can't think of them all, I guess. You can't think of them all. But I was really, really impressed with that concept. That concept, man, what a thing. What a thing. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for everybody for listening and being, you know, interested in my work and supporting things and coming to shows and you know, checking stuff out. You know, it's very cool. It's very humbling. Big shout out to all my VIPs, the Patreons over at Patreon. And, you know, I love you all. Thank you so much. Man, I tell you, it's almost like a focus group over there sometimes. I run ideas by people all the time over there. Hey, what do you guys think about, you know, this for a painting? You know, what do you think about doing something like this? And, you can't beat it. You can't beat it. I love the interaction there. I've had some people get a little annoyed with me. They're like, you don't interact enough on your social media. You know? And I interact all the time over on Patreon. Maybe not so much on Facebook, you know. Just the way it is. Anyway, thanks again for everybody. I will talk to you later. I'm going to get back to work. And let's end the show. I want to play this Girls at Parties title track by Little Fuss. We'll play the show out through it. Such a good track, such a good single, such a great idea for a concept album that I did not think of. I wish I had. I wish I had. Oh, it's so good. Here it is, everybody. Enjoy. This is Little Fuss. You can we'll put a link up to them, and you can check them out. Girls at Parties. Enjoy.
Reality is bizarre enough for me.
Radio talk show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rock, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Pana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.